If you have your Bibles this morning, again, I should call your attention to the sixth chapter of Daniel. Mm-hmm. We're going to pick up reading verse 4. And I'm going to read verses 4 through 9 and then jump from 15 and 16. Amen. The Bible reads, "Then the presidents and princesses sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault. Forasmuch as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, 'We should not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God.' Wow. Then these presidents and princes assembled themselves together to the king and said thus unto him, 'King Darius, live forever. And the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree.'" Verses 15 and 16. "Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, 'Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed.' Then the king commanded and brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, 'Thy God, whom thy service continually, he will deliver thee.' Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, 'Now, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king establisheth may be changed.' Then the king commanded that they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, 'Thy God, whom thy service continually, he will deliver thee.'" Supporting scripture from Isaiah 54 and 17. Very familiar passage. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, said the Lord." On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use the thought or thing, what man plants for evil, prayer to God will turn it around. What man plants for evil, prayer to God will turn it around. I love you in my heart. Every now and then, you ought to let some of that love show on the outside. Whenever you think about where you are and where you've been, and you ought to even consider sometime where you're trying to go. And if you know where you're trying to go, then something on the inside will work on your outside, because it sort of gives you an ability to just keep on keeping on, even when the going gets rough. You will find yourself still pressing your way, because when you press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you'll find that it's not always easy. And sometimes you find that you're running the journey all by yourself. You would like to think that other loved ones would go with you, but everybody just don't want to go. We have, and we've heard it said some time ago, that everybody talking about heaven just ain't going to get there. We talk about it, but then there comes a thing that we got to live a life. We got to believe that God has died for our sins. And when we can move self out the way, that's when God can begin to minister into us and to make things happen in our life. But a lot of times we hinder our progress on this Christian journey because we're in our own way. We tend to want to do things our way instead of doing things God's way. And God tells us through his word that I am the way, the truth, and the life. That no man cometh unto the Father but by him. But there are those of us that think that we can just get there any kind of way, and that's just not going to happen. when we come and assemble ourselves again in this house of worship where God has blessed us through a week's journey, we ought to be excited about what God has already done. We ought to be excited about what we expect him to do today. And then we ought to be excited about the mere fact that if we are here tomorrow, that the same God that blessed us today, he'll bless us on tomorrow. The same God that blessed us throughout this week, he blessed us all of last week. And I thank God for being God all by himself. I thank God for being a God that never changes. He's always the same. And we tend to deal with people that are ever changing. We are one way one minute, we are another way another minute. And whatever comes our way seems to just blow us or move us. But every now and then, we find some folk that have been steadfast and have planted their feet by the rivers of the water and have decided that I shall not be moved. We're only here today by the grace and the mercy of God himself. And we must thank God. We must thank God for all that he has done for us, thanking him for administering to us a Holy Ghost-filled revival that pricked our hearts and caused us to look at things in a more spiritual way. Remembering ourselves first and foremost for God's grace towards us. Don't you know that if you're saved this morning, you're only saved by the grace of God? We don't have anything to boast about. Sometimes we like to boast about where we are in God, and I don't do this and I don't do that. And a lot of times, if you're not careful, you try to make yourself look good to make somebody else look bad. But you don't have to go around with a sign on your chest. You don't have to go around ringing the bell all the time that I'm saved and I'm sanctified. All you got to do is walk the walk. And if you're walking the walk, somebody's going to see some Jesus in you. And then you ought not be trying to please nobody anyhow. If you will learn to just please God, if God is pleased with what I do, then everything is going to be all right. I found out that no matter how hard you try, you just can't please man all the time. Man has a way of turning the flip on you. Every now and then when you think that they're going along with you, the next time you look around, they're already gone somewhere else. But I thank God for a steadfast spirit. I thank God that when I believe, when I think about the word of God, that God's word does not change. When we reflect all the way back to last Sunday morning, the word of God came forth in a mighty way. And every message throughout this week have coincided with the other. And these messages have given us instruction and guidance as to what God would have us to do. If you are one that were blessed on last week, you got something to thank the Lord about. Maybe you were able to shed a heavy burden. Maybe you were able to let go of some of the weight that you've been carrying around. Maybe you was able to take back some of the things that the devil thought that he had taken away from you. Anybody in here know about how when you are trying to do the right thing and the devil get in the midst and he'll try to pull away everything that you got? Those of us that was all excited about Jesus all weekend and lifting up holy hands and worship him in spirit and in truth, the devil is going to try you to see if what you got is going to last. See, all he got to do is just throw you a curve, and if you don't have your hand in God's hand, you'll find yourself going any kind of way. But I thank God this morning that I'm not afraid to say, God, I need you to lead and direct my very path. I need the Lord to just give me a peace of mind. Somebody got some peace of mind this week. You've been troubled and you've been going through and you've been worried about certain circumstances, but God opened up your mind. God pricked your heart and let you know that I'm still the Lord thy God. I changed not, and I'll be there for you. When everybody else seemed to be gone on their way, God says, I'll still be right here. It's sad this morning, but somebody needs to think about the mere fact that in the world, the reality of the world is that everybody is not for you. There are some folk that are plotting against you right now. There are some folk that are jealous because of the mere fact that you seem to be whatever it is that they think in their mind. Some folk think that you're more than you think that you are. And they have a problem with the mere fact of thinking that you got something that they want. You may have worked hard for the things that you got, and you know what it took to get what you got, and you're not boasting about what you got. But there are some folk that don't want nothing and don't want you to have anything. But don't let nobody that don't want anything hinder you from getting the thing that God would have you to have. Some folks say that I'm with you, I'm for you. And all the time they're hoping that you fail.
that there are folk that said that I'll be behind you and I'll hold you up, but they're waiting on that opportunity to say, I told you so. Anybody in here got any associates that tell them that I'm your friend, you can depend on me? And as soon as you need that friend turn their back on you. See, we need to think about the mere fact that things hadn't really changed that much. People are still all about themselves. That there was a song in the secular world says that if I love you in your face, then at the same time, I'll stab you in your back. But don't you know whenever you are dealing with folk that are two-faced and backstabbers, you need to listen to what the preacher said. It's time to say bye-bye. It's time to get rid of some mess that have caused you to not get where you need to be in life. There are people that are yet sitting around making plans to make your life miserable. There are folk that know certain buttons that they can push that set you off. Anybody in here got some folk that just rub you the wrong way sometimes? Anybody know any folk that as holy and sanctified as you are, every now and then they can say a word or do something that'll get you out of character? You find yourself thinking the wrong thing or saying the wrong thing. Then you got to go back on bending knee and say, Lord, forgive me for what I've done. There are some folk that'll provoke you to do the wrong thing. Everybody that said they love God don't love God. Don't you know that everybody that told you that they love you don't love you? There are some folk told you what you wanted to hear for the moment. But after the moment is gone, you need to hear somebody. You need to know that they're still going to be right there. Then you can't get it twisted this morning. Don't think that it's them folk over across yonder. Sometimes it's the very folk you live in the house with don't want you to get nowhere in life. Sometimes it's the folk that you go to church with. They sing holy, holy on one hand, and on the other hand, they are pulling you down. You got to think about this thing. The Bible declares that when there will be good, when good is there, evil is also present. Devil don't care who house he tears up this morning. But you got to learn how to recognize the devil. And James said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Now when you resist the devil, that means sometimes you got to hold your mouth. Sometimes you got to stop worrying about those that seem to be prospering in their way. Sometimes those folk that you feel like that they are out of the will of God, but yet they are going high in life. Those folk that look like that they're not working anywhere, but they got nice cars and nice clothes and jewelry all around their neck. None of your business where they got it from. We're so concerned about what everybody else got and what they're doing, and we will find a jealous spirit. But David tells us this morning, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thy envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall be soon cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Then David goes on to say, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. What these words are saying to us is not to be envious of those that seem to be prospering in their wicked ways. See, it's not for us to judge one another. We got to learn that we can't judge nobody. See, if we got anything this week, we know that while we are looking and judging somebody else, while we are looking out of that speck in their eye, we got a hole long in our own eye. We got to understand that when we look here at this word of God, it tells us to not worry about those things. But God is able to take care of those things when you are faced with temptation and wickedness. This is a prescription for the disease of anxiety. Envy. You know how it is sometimes you just envy somebody. Never did anything to you, but there's something about them you just don't like. Anybody know some folk like that? Never said a word to you, never said anything about you, but something about them you just don't like. Every time you get an opportunity, you jump on the bandwagon and run them down. But as soon as you run them down, somebody else is going to be running you down. Why am I worried about the evildoers when I know that the Lord will take care of everything that needs to be done? Then I look at what Paul says to the Roman. Paul said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So we need to not worry about what is going on around us. If we just take time to take a self-examination. Say, Lord, here I am this morning. I found that I'm standing in the need of prayer. And I can't make this journey all by myself. I got to believe that God has a reason or a purpose in my life. That's why I know that good things will come to me if I love God and I keep his commandments. The Bible says believers ought to be confident that nothing can hurt God's people. You see, all we got to do is love God. All we got to do is trust God. And when things began to get rough, you got to learn how to not throw your hands up in despair. But when you throw your hands up, throw them up in praises. That the same God that blessed me on yesterday, that God will bless me again today. I got to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everybody is not going to go along with the program. But when I think about the goodness of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I found out that there are some folk that will plot up against you. But the Bible says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear or have no terror. For I believe that there is somebody that's standing on the Lord's side. Behold, the Bible says they shall surely gather together, but not by me whenever they plot to go against you. That is not in the will of God. But they find themselves getting themselves together, plotting to do this thing or the other thing. But I'm glad that the Bible tells me this morning that when they began to work their instruments against me, that no weapon that is formed against thee shall be able to prosper. For every time that they opened up their mouth and their tongue rise up against thee in judgment, thou shalt be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness of me, said the Lord. So the Lord is telling Isaiah this morning, as well as he's telling us, that when anybody go up against you, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let nobody get you down. Don't let nobody hinder you from doing what you got to do for the Lord. Anybody in the house this morning, do you know that God is on your side? When I look here in the 54th chapter of Isaiah, the Bible says the children of Israel was just like a woman that had been barren and realized that she needed some help that she could not give to herself. Don't you know there are times in your life when you need some help from on high, and you might not be able to do it all by yourself. But if you trust the power of the Almighty God, I learn in the name of Jesus that there comes a time that I know that somebody might stand up against you. But you got to stand on the word of God and tell somebody no weapon that is formed against me will be able to prosper. Because I took it to the Lord and I began to pray about it. For I found out when men go up against you and they plot to tear your very life apart, all you got to do this morning is start talking to the Lord thy God. It's a good thing to know how to pray. You got to open up your mouth and say, oh Lord, I need you to come and see about me. But there are going to be some folk in the midst that don't want you praying, don't want you talking to your God. There are some folk this morning that got a plot out against you. They're going to try you on the one side. And if they can't get you on that side, they'll try you another way. There are some folk out there this morning that if they can't get to you, they'll go through your children and they'll mess with your children. But they know if they mess with your child, they mess with your right spirit, and you get down on the inside. Say, don't nobody mess with my child. But I'm glad to tell somebody that whenever the enemy plot against you, don't roll up your sleeve, don't ball up your fist, but go down on bended knees and pray to the Lord thy God. There might be somebody in the midst that says, not all that time for praying. You pray too much. You need to stop talking to your God and get up off the stool of do nothing and do something for yourself. But I'm reminded here that there was a man by the name of Daniel that loved God with all of his heart. Daniel had an excellent spirit, for he had the love of God down on the inside. Now the Bible tells me that there was a king by the name of Darius that loved Daniel so much that he wanted to set Daniel up in a high place. You better be careful when you get put up in high authority, because when you get in high authority, those folk that are down there with you, jealousy comes out and they begin to plot and say everything they can against you. But when they began to talk about Daniel, they couldn't find no fault. They said, I can't find nothing, because he's a man of integrity. He's a man that got a good heart. We can trust Daniel with anything. But there were some men that got their heads together, said, I know what we can do. If you challenge Daniel's God, then you can mess with Daniel. Didn't I tell you that there's somebody that know your spot, that know how to get you worked up? They knew that if I can get to Daniel's God, then I can get to Daniel. But Daniel realized that I am a child of God. You better watch who come running and telling you about this, that, or the other. For I heard that there were some men that came up to King Darius. Say, King, you are all of that and some more. You're the greatest king in the world. And what I want you to do, now that I done blowed your head up, I want you to make a decree that if anybody call out any petition, if anybody talk about any God and say anything other than about you, King Darius, what you ought to do is sign a decree and have them thrown into the den of lions. Because I know that you are a great king. You're the best king we've ever had. You know how folk can build you up sometimes and tell you that you're all of that and tell you that they're going to be there with you. I heard a long time ago somebody say, Kay, if you preach the gospel, I'll be with you always. I'll do this, that, and the other. But when I look around, they done went somewhere else. Those same folk have been stabbing me in my back. Those same folk have sit down in comfort zone and began to talk about this, that, or the other. But I'm glad that I might have a big mouth, but I don't have a big head. I know where my strength comes from. I know that it was the Lord that looked beyond my fault and blessed my very soul. I heard that old Daniel said, I done heard what you told the king, and the king done signed the decree. But the Bible says that after David realized that, Daniel realized that they'd already signed the decree, he just went on down and prayed anyhow, the same way he did yesterday. Three times a day, he talked to the Lord. And don't you know, when the devil got something against you, he'll come and signify. There were these men that had jealousy against Daniel, standing out by the window, say, look at Daniel now. Don't he know he's doing the wrong thing? He's praying to his God. I'm going to run and tell that. I'm going to run and tell somebody about what Daniel is doing, because I don't like what Daniel is doing. The king has made a decree that anybody talking to God need to be thrown into the land of that. Throw it into the den of lions. I'm glad to know that God is on our side. Well, now when you look at the Bible says that King Darius got caught up in his own thing. See, you got to be careful when somebody builds you up and sets you up to do something, because he didn't realize that they were putting a trap to mess with his man Daniel. The Bible says that these men came a-running. King Darius, did not you make a decree? And you know that the law is, you know, folk will remind you of the law when it's on you, but they can't remember when it's on them. Didn't you say that if anybody talk against their God and call on the name of the Lord, that they would be thrown into the den of lions. Well, I'm glad that Daniel realized that I don't care what you say. I'm going to pray to God anyhow. I'm going to talk to my Savior. I'm going to tell him all about my trouble. But when King Darius realized that they were talking about Daniel, the Bible says that he got a little disturbed. He couldn't sleep that night. He didn't want any music. Didn't want anybody around. But what I like about it is that even though the king had to do what he had to do, he reminded Daniel that the God you serve, I got to throw you in the den. But I'm trusting your God to bring you out. And everything is going to be all right. So the Bible says that after they put him in there, all night long, the king couldn't get no rest. All night long, the king was disturbed in his spirit. But they tell me that real early in the morning, that they went down to the lion's den. And when they moved a brick from the lion's den, they heard King Darius call out. Said, oh, Daniel, is everything all right? Daniel said, oh, king, everything's all right. The God that I serve, he had delivered me. And, oh, king, I never did anything against you. I never said anything about you. I love you, king, but I'm glad that the king realized that no hurt, harm, or danger has come to this man called Daniel. And what that ought to let you know, that the same one that said throw him in the lion's den, the Bible says that the king said, go get your family, go get your children, and they threw them in the lion's den. So when you dig a ditch for somebody else, it might be a ditch for you. You better be careful who you turn up against. You better be careful, because whatever man plot for evil, if you pray to God, God will turn it into your good. That's why while we're running on this Christian journey, if there's anything you want from God, get it made up in your mind. Get your mind focused on your goal. And if you want to get to heaven, if you want to meet your mark, it depends on how bad you want it. You got to know this morning that you are the salt of the earth. And if you know that you are the salt and have not lost your power, you can tell somebody that I still got it. I didn't have the whole loaf, but I'm glad that even though I don't have a whole loaf, that I can snatch a crumb and get a crumb here and there, because I'm a crumb snatcher. And I heard that if I get enough crumb in my body, it'll turn me into a root worker. I can go there where there are dead bones and folk don't have no life, but the power of God will make me a root worker. But before I begin to help anybody, I gotta help myself. So I found out that I gotta sweep around my own front door before I can sweep around somebody else's. And I stopped by to tell somebody that if God has done anything for you, and you know the Lord has blessed you, you ought to run and tell it. You ought to run and tell it that God is on your side. Whatever the man plot for evil, if you pray to God, God will turn it around. God will turn it around and make it right for your good. Whatever man plot for evil, if you pray to God, God will help you turn it around and he'll make everything all right. Hallelujah, Jesus. You got to be like Daniel. You got to keep on praying. Keep on trusting. No matter what nobody say, you got to trust God for yourself. And even though what they say they will do against you, you got to have that same faith that Daniel had. That I'm going in, but I'm going in with Jesus. And the Lord will make everything all right. But you see, Anytime there's somebody that is jealous or envious of you, if there's somebody that's talking about you, don't get bent out of shape. I heard when they're talking about you, they're thinking about you. And must be something special about you. Because if they ain't got time enough to think about themselves, but they'd rather think about you, well, you think all you want to think. But as long as you know that you are a child of God, as long as you know that whatever you've ever done in your life, you don't have to answer to me or nobody in this house. But there is somebody that they tell me that every knee is going to bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord of lords and he is King of kings. So what I like to tell somebody, that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I'm not going to let the world take it away. Come what will or may, but fret not thyself because of the evildoers. Don't worry about what nobody else say, but believe in the power of God. And if you pray to God, God will make a change in your life. Morning, noon, and night. David called on, Daniel called on the Lord. And if we are to be anything in our lives, we better learn how to pray. Because prayer will change things. Singing is all right. But prayer. Prayer changes things. And you may be going one way in one direction. But if you pray long and hard enough, God will turn it around. And when God gets through turning it around, everything is going to be all right. See, I thank God for Jesus this morning. I thank God for a Holy Ghost revival that not just went in my ears, but stayed in my heart. You see, we should have gotten enough this week and use it for a springboard and just spring on back into action and start back doing the thing that God would have us to do. See, we got some folk this morning that are not even here, but that's all right. Everybody got to work out their own soul salvation. The only thing we can do is do what God would have you to do. Lord, I come to thee boldly and I offer myself as a living sacrifice so that God can use us. God wants to use us this morning for his glory. God wants you to be able to walk out these doors and have a glow about you that will be a drawing to somebody else. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to go running and knocking on nobody's doors. All you got to do is live the life. And if there's one out there that remember when, they can remember when, but they can see what they see today. And then when they see what they see today, somewhere in their minds, they're going to think, if the Lord can do it for you, he can do it for me. Anybody in here believe that this morning? Did we save ourselves? There's nobody in here saved because you've been so good. Nobody in here can declare that you're a Christian because of what you've done. But if you can say that you have any ounce of salvation, it's only by the grace and the mercies of God, where God looked beyond your faults and saw a need to bless you. Anybody in here know that they're blessed this morning? Anybody in here got anything that they want to tell the Lord thank you for this morning? Now's a good time to give God the praises. Thanking God for all that he's done. Hallelujah, and all that God is going to do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a good God this morning. You will find that in the best of us, there's some bad. And in the worst of us, there is some good. And when we declare here at Faust Chapel that everybody is somebody, we don't have nothing to be jealous of. If it's material things, they're just material things. And those things are here today, gone tomorrow. But if you can just grasp a little bit of Jesus and get him down on the inside, he won't rust. He won't dry out and tear up. He won't go out of date. He does not depreciate. All you need is Jesus. But some of us act like nobody going to heaven unless you act like me. Well, wouldn't heaven be a sad place if everybody act just like you? You are somebody. I am somebody. But Lord, I don't want to run into another John Willie nowhere, no time soon. Let me meet Jesus. Because when I met Jesus, he's the one that made the difference. Jesus opened up my eyes to let me understand that I'm a forgiving God. I'm a loving God. And the Lord lets us know this morning that there are going to be things in the world that's going to come up against you. But if you got your feet planted, you got your mind made up, and you got Jesus in your heart, a tornado can come through. And it may blow the body, but it can't blow the spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Love the Lord thy God with all of your heart. And when men and women declare the good news, then you grab you some of it. And don't say that this here was for him or for her over there. But it's me standing in the need of prayer. Anybody in here need prayer this morning? Anybody in here want to have the spirit of Daniel and believe that I don't care what man say, I'm going to pray anyhow.